Welcome to Rich Answers, a public affairs program of the Conference of Churches and a production of the 224 Ecospace, where changemakers work, create, and lead. Today we are fortunate once again to have with us Ira Nazario, who is the President and CEO of the Peace Center of Connecticut. On April 19th at 5 p.m., the Peace Heroes Awards event will happen at the Pound House in Hartford. We're excited to have you back. Welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you back. We talked to you when you were conceptualizing the Peace Center of Connecticut. Tell us a little bit more about the organization now.
Sure. Well, thank you again for having me. And yes, it feels like forever ago that I was here, but I'm glad to be here. So the Peace Center of Connecticut, we are currently embarking on a number of things. First and foremost, our Youth Peace Alliance will start gearing up for operation and programming in April, thanks to our interns that we're working with from Central Connecticut State University. We are having our Bullets to Bells events in partnership with Trinity College, which is on March 29th, and we'll be having a poetry reading and a book reading and conversation about gun violence, then followed by our Peace Hero Awards, which is, again, on April 19th, and then followed by that by what we call our Peace Conversations, and this one's going to be on reentry for women and the impact that it has on communities. So we have expanded our board from 4 to 7 folks. We'll have 9 by the end of the month, and we have relaunched our logo with the Peace Lives Here. So we identified a hashtag and a tagline for Peace Lives Here. And we're moving forward. I mean, the organization has done a lot in the last 6 months, and that's where we are today.
So give us some background. Why did you create the Peace Center of Connecticut?
Well, my thought was that for the city of Hartford, it started here. I felt that the name that we were being given of the murder capital of New England wasn't reflective, and at least in my mind, of what I knew the city to be. So I felt that having and starting a peace center right in the heart of the city would allow other people to understand and learn about what is happening in Hartford for peace. Now, I didn't want it to be about Iran Nazario. I didn't want it to be about any particular individual. I wanted to have a space that was a central hub to celebrate all peace efforts and all people in the peace community. And I said, why stop in Hartford, and why not extend the invitation to those folks in the other communities around the state that can come in and collaborate and partner and work side by side with other people in the peace community? And that was kind of like my inspiration to do so.
And so give people who are listening a sense of what the Peace Center is.
So the Peace Center, to me, is the central hub of all peace efforts across the state. It's a place where we will be working for towards collaborative solutions to violence. It's also a place where peace will be celebrated and taught to our young people and communities, and also where we will house the names, images, and likeness of people in the peace community who need to be recognized and learned about, and a place that will provide evidence-based practices and research for other organizations that are striving to become peace-involved but just need the systems and services and supports to get there. So that's kind of like what the Peace Center is.
We're living in times today where we've just come through this past week where students walked out looking at making schools more peaceful, violent-free places. What would the Peace Center say to the work of the students walking out to try to avoid violence in schools?
Well, first, let me say that on March 24th, we'll be marching in support of the March onto the State Capitol for the March for Our Lives movement, so we'll be part of that. So what I can say is that what they're doing now is what they need to continue to be doing. They can't let the gas off the gas pedal. They have to continue to look for ways to get the attention of the people that are in positions to make the changes we need to make our schools safer. But it also has to start with the fact that while they're doing so, not to forget that peace is not just rallying and marching and standing in some place saying some things. It also comes with seeing something, saying something with regard to bullying, right? Domestic violence, or, and all these other things. Peace comes in many forms. So you cannot be intolerant to one, intolerant to another. That's what I would say.
That's powerful. And when we think about the lives of so many people today, violence is everywhere. How do we increase the peace throughout our community?
Well, I think it's really about changing the narrative and continuing to press on with the message of peace. I think that if we succumb to the what we say the stereotypical standards out there, and we say, well, since no one has patience or tolerance, I'm going to adopt that. What you hear and what you feed yourself is what eventually you become. And for me, it's really about how can I create a unit, a system, an army of people that can continue to change the narrative and the discussion so people can believe that peace is cool, that peace is positive, and that it's possible.
So how do we do that with people? So what are some ways for us to bring peace to the minds of young people, for example?
For example, with the Youth Peace Alliance, it's really about having them in spaces where they can talk safely about what peace is and what the lack of peace is in their lives. With adults, it's about, again, bringing them together and allowing them to also have that safe space, because we're no different than young people. We just have additional bills to pay. That's what I say. But we really have to feel connected to something, and the more we feel hopeless, then the more we're apt to succumb or give into violence. So to me, it's really about continuing to connect these people, connect these initiatives, and connect the message of peace to anyone that wants to have it.
What brought you to this work of peace building?
Oh, wow. That's a great question, because for me, it was a series of events, but I would say if I had to kind of identify one, it was that someone believed in me and allowed me to find a space that was safe, and that was the University of Connecticut School of Social Work under Professor Mike Borrero, because before that, I had a very difficult time facing my own demons and all the hatred that I had for myself and others, and until I was able to actually see that I had another opportunity, that I had actually someone who believed in me, I started to look at ways that I could change.
And so what helped you stay in this work of peace? Because it's one thing to be introduced to it, but how did it become a part of your life where you're starting to live it every day?
Well, I think I started to see the benefits of it. Looking back, I can see now that what I was doing before wasn't feeding the bottom line. Am I going to be okay? Am I going to have less stress? Am I going to have to run less often from the police and all that stuff, and being peaceful and carrying on my life that way started to actually teach me that that was what was going to happen. Am I perfect? No one is. But is my life perfect? No, it isn't. But I feel proud for what I'm doing, and then I have young people who have believed in me, have changed because they followed the course that I've kind of set for them, and they're doing well, and that inspires me to continue. And then when you have your own children, I have a 24-year-old daughter and a soon-to-be 18-year-old son who are not violent, they'd rather solve things with peace and move on. That's kind of like something you want. So I think that encourages me to continue this effort.
We're talking with Ira Nazario, the president and CEO of the Peace Center of Connecticut, and we'll be back after the break.
Baby, sun and the sky. You know how I feel. Breeze drifting by. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new running free. You know how I feel. Blossom on the tree. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new dragonfly out in the sun. You know what I mean. Butterflies all having fun. You know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done. That's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Freedom is mine, I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface. Meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Welcome back. We're meeting with Ira Nazario, who is the president and CEO of the Peace Center of Connecticut. And on April 19th, they're going to have the Peace Heroes Awards. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what caused you to create the Peace Heroes Awards?
So I wanted to identify and find people who were doing the work for peace in their communities. I wanted to, as I said earlier, make sure that the messaging of peace and that the narrative of peace remain active, alive, and this is a way to doing it. I believe that what we should do in the peace community is really not worry so much about ourselves, but look at who are the champions and the everyday people that are contributing to more peaceful communities. And I want to put them on the stage. I want to celebrate them. I want to honor them, and I want to inspire them to continue to do their work.
So who are the people that you're recognizing this year?
Yeah, so this year we're honored to be recognizing King Obajiga Marley, who is from Bridgeport, Connecticut. At 24 years young, he started the Rally and Peace Project in Bridgeport. And 2 years later, he has his own nonprofit at 26. And he's got a citation from the mayor and a reward from the governor, and actually his own day of marching in Bridgeport. where he brings together hundreds and hundreds of people to rally for peace. And I thought that just based on his efforts, he was a worthy awardee. And second is Reverend Deacon Art Miller, who had a very great impact in my life growing up, and also in the lives of many young brothers that I know from the city of Hartford who are now doing well. And I wanted to make sure that he was honored. And then lastly, I thought that peace is very different to many communities. So my third recipient is Pat Neeson, who is from East Hartford. And the interesting thing about Pat Neeson and interesting about the approach is that she put a peace bench out in front of her yard and asked and welcomed anyone from anywhere to sit there and ask for peace for the world, for the community, for their home, or whatever the case might be. And to date, there have been hundreds of people that have done so. And I thought that that gesture deserved recognition.
Absolutely. So we can see that peace can come in a variety of forms, and it does make a difference to see people contributing and living their lives in a way that we can have more peace. So as you think about the work of the Peace Center of Connecticut, what are you moving forward on?
So first, we're moving forward on, as I mentioned earlier, the Youth Peace Alliance, because I think it's critical that we connect our youth here in the state of Connecticut to young people across the world doing peace. So our goal is to connect young people from the state of Connecticut to the UN National Peace Conferences that are happening in September in New York City, and really kind of connecting these bridges and being the bridges to connecting young people together. We're also moving forward on some training and evidence-based research that we're providing. So we'll be sending out information on the best practices to organizations that may need to use those for writing grants and sustaining their programs and projects. And then in 3-year period, we're hoping to have our facility up and running. So we're embarking on a capital campaign next year to start looking for funds to open up a more permanent space for us.
So now your work with the UN, how are you connecting kids that are here in the United States to other places in the world?
Yeah, so it's happened very interestingly enough. I went to speak with the ambassador of El Salvador. And in my conversations with him, I met a young woman by the name of Donna, who subsequently after that we connected for other things. And I was awarded the New York City Peace Museum Ambassador Award. And through that award, I connected with the UN. And I met young people on International Day of Peace, September 21st, from all over the world. And what they're doing for their communities and some of them fantastic things that they've done inspired me to say, what can Connecticut do to be included in these efforts to save the world and help the world and help these young people? So that's how the connection's happening.
And what did you learn about young people in other places in the world? What are some of the things that they're doing?
Wow. You know, we're so blessed here. When you think about the examples was these young people have to walk 16 miles to get water in their native country. So what these young people are doing, they're coming up with ways of using recycled goods to run pipes from that 16-mile track into their community. And you might say, well, how does that contribute to peace? Yeah, think about that for a minute. If you're thirsty and deprived and dehydrated, your irritability goes up and all these other things, hopelessness and all of that stuff. So they're doing something that may seem simple to us because we have water every day, but to them it's actually a lifeline and a connection to something that'll make their lives better. So that's just one example of many. I mean, they're so powerful, incredible.
And so I know that you have made the decision to connect with Central Connecticut State University and have interns as well. Talk about that connection and the work.
Yeah, well, I spoke at Central on gangs and gang life and things of that nature. And sure enough, some of the students in the classroom were inspired by that and wanted to figure out a way to help. So I connected with a number of professors there. We came registered with the school so we could provide that. We included a board member on our team that has their MSW and license so they can supervise the interns. And ever since then, they've been working on projects. We've done races for good causes. We've done animal rescue campaigns. We did domestic violence workshops and support. So the interns are really getting involved on the ground, which is what I want them to do, because I think it's important for them to get a feel for what really happens in these communities.
And to make social work absolutely real.
Absolutely, yeah.
We're talking with Ira Nazario, the president and CEO of the Peace Center of Connecticut, and we'll be back after the break. have been listening to Rich Answers, a public affairs program of the Conference of Churches.
Ahoy, ye mateys! Now I know you probably think a pirate like me with a peg leg and an eye patch is in search of me buried treasure, but 'tis not so, me mateys. My brave crew and I have pledged to plunder no more until we clean up all the garbage that comes out here from land. Why, just today, I found an aluminum can that said soda pop from the mountaintop. Somebody probably threw it on the ground and it washed into a drain pipe and into a river and into me ocean. Now I've got the best crew in the seven seas.
Hooray!
But we can't do it all ourselves.
No. Not on our own.
Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. To learn more about keeping oceans clean, visit keepoceansclean.org. Tarnation. I mean, keepoceansclean.org.
What? That's keepoceansclean.org.
Yeah, what he said. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Seems like all I could see was the struggle. Haunted by ghosts that lived in my past. Bound up in shackles of all my failures. Wondering how long is this gonna last? Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight, it's already been won. And I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed. All my life I have been called unworthy. Named by the voice of my shame and regret. When I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. And I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains. Now I'm not who I used to be, because I don't have to be the old man inside of me, cause his day is long dead and gone. Because I've got a new name, a new life, I'm not the same, and a hope that will carry me home. I am redeemed. Off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain, cause I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be.
Square feet. What would you do with that kind of possibility? Would you strategize your future? Or get lost in the past? Will you fill it with stories? Or use it to empty your mind? Would you explore your spirituality? Or focus on improving your community? Will you use it to work late? Or just work it? Could you create lasting impressions? or a brief, delicious one. Our vision for the 224? 30,000 square feet of endless possibilities.
Welcome back. We've been sharing with Iron Nazario, who's the president and CEO of the Peace Center of Connecticut, and Susanna Barrows is one of the interns of his program. Welcome, Susanna.
Thank you so much for having me here.
So tell me why you selected the Peace Center of Connecticut to be your internship.
Well, I was lucky enough to be matched with one of my professors who recommended the Peace Center. And since then, I've been blessed enough to be part of such a great organization that really values the coming together of people within our community and really being able to have our opinions heard and, you know, reach out in any way possible.
So why did you choose the field of social work as a whole? You could have chosen something else. You could have been on the corporate track. Why social work?
Well, I'd say through my own personal development and personal experiences that I've been able to finally, I'd say, become the person that I would always hope that I would have. So just being able to be a role model for the youth in our community and to let them know that they're not alone and that we're more than willing to listen and to advocate and, you know, make a difference.
So why does the work of peace matter to you?
Well, I mean, with what's going on within our country and our everyday lives, you know, peace is in everything that we do. And being able to take on different perspectives from that, I feel, is really important. And, you know, being able to come up with different ways to reach out to members within the community to let them know that these issues are important to us and that, you know, we're going to do the best that we can to make our goals happen.
Well, Susanna, we're glad that you did speak on air and be a part of this interview this morning. And we want to turn it back over to Iron. So why did you take on interns as a part of your organization?
Well, I think it's important for young students to actually understand and see what happens on the ground. And I think they need to be part of setting the foundation for what happens. And you know, they're going to be our future. You know, I've always said this when I was 27 years young, I was interviewed by Lou Brown on air, and during the break, he said, you know, why are you doing this, and why are you, you know, doing this work? And I said, well, I'm going to get old someday, and I need young people to step in and continue this work. And for me, that was always been the case. I think that young people are going to be what set us up. I mean, we unfortunately didn't have all the right things growing up and all, but that doesn't need to continue. And I think that our young people, our interns, come in with an excitement and an energy and a passion, and you want to mold them and shape them and allow them to see what it is that they want to choose in the right way.
So you're having the Peace Heroes Awards on April 19th. What is your hope for the awards program?
Well, what we're hoping is, first and foremost, that it is our signature fundraiser for the year. So we're hoping that we can raise some money to support the Youth Peace Alliance, the Peace Conversations, the future Peace Hero Awards ceremonies, and some of our services and operations. But I think more importantly, those folks that are going to be honored this time around will be our first inductees into what we call our Peace Heroes Museum kind of thing that we're hoping to have in the future. So our legacy hall will include their images. So as we continue to nominate people each year, we want to be able to encourage young people and anyone in across this country or wherever they may come from to visit the Peace Center and learn about your everyday peace hero.
And so as you continue your work in Connecticut and beyond, what are some of the things that you're working on to sort of cast the legacy for your organization? What do you want to leave as your big, hairy, audacious goals?
So what I think I want to be able to leave is that we can serve as a symbol of peace for many communities. And that if people were looking back, or if I look back, that people would say, you know what, I feel like when I go to the Peace Center, I can be anyone I want to be there, and I can learn about peace, and I can connect to peace, and I can feel safe.
Absolutely. So if people want to learn more about the Peace Center of Connecticut, how do they find out more?
So they can call me directly, because I like to give them my number, 860-922-3552, or they can check out our website, www.peacecenterofct.org, or any social media. I mean, we're everywhere. Any social media outlet that people can go to, just look at the Peace Center of Connecticut and we'll show up.
And if they want to be able to come to the Peace Heroes Awards, how do they get their tickets?
So they get their tickets in three ways. Call me, cell phone, 860-922-3552. Second, they can visit our website, and the link for the Eventbrite ticket sales link is on there. Or they can go to Eventbrite, type in Peace Center of Connecticut, comes right up, and you can do that. And lastly, our Facebook page also has the link on it as well.
Iron Nazario, we thank you for your service with the Peace Center of Connecticut, and we look forward to the Peace Heroes Awards on April 19th at the Pond House in Hartford. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me, and blessings to you.
And the world's all right with me. just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Tell me, where are my blue skies? Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up with a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower now.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still,
I smile.
Come on.
Even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Y'all feel that? Whatever you're in right now,
smile for me.
Smile.
Can you just smile for me?
And my people say,
oh, 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 oh. Feeling so much better when you're, oh, oh.
You praying?
You look so much better when you're, oh, oh.
Look in the mirror.
You look so much better when you're, oh, oh.
Always remember.
You look so much better when you smile.
Come on.
I almost gave up.
I almost gave up.
That I can't explain.
But that Holy Ghost power, y'all,
fell from heaven. Like
came down from heaven.
Down.
Hardships, difficulties,
right now.
Tears, storms. This is what I do. That feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I've been in for a while,
still
I smile. Smile.
Hallelujah.
It's so hard to look up when you've been down.
I know it's hard right now.
Sure would hate to see you give up now.
Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better.
So smile. Oh, oh, oh.
Dallas.
You look so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh.
New Orleans.
You look so much better.
I want you to be happy, cause then you gotta have something happening. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you smiling.
control, but at night I come home and turn the key. No one's there, seems only you care for me. So what's the sense of trying hard to find my dreams without you, Lord, to share it with? Tell me, what does it mean? From home.
have been listening to Rich Answers, a public affairs program of the Conference of Churches and a production of the 224 Ecospace. Reach out to us and tell us what you think. Look for Rich Answers, the Conference of Churches, and me, Reverend Dr. Shelley Bess, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Like us, follow us, share us.